Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 30th Torino Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, and today I'm with the director and writer of Zomer in competition, Colette Bothoff and Marjolein.
Marjolein Bieren, so...
Perfect. So, girls, you just presented your film, so you just did the Q&A. How is Torino treating you so far? So what was your first impression of Idol, your audience?
We're really happy to be here. It seems like to be a very nice city and a very nice festival, so we're very pleased they invited us over, and we already had like sort of a little lunch get-together and stuff like that. So it seems, and it's very crowded outside, people waiting, so it seems to be doing very well here.
It's a wonderful atmosphere, a lot of people, and of course we are here because we like Italian food. So we come here also to see movies and to eat.
Yeah, the perfect combination, yes. Right? So I would like to ask you to introduce the film from your words. Who wants to do it?
Oh gosh, everybody asked me to introduce the film, whereas I always
will
watch it. And now the film is about a girl who grows up in a small town somewhere in the south of Holland, and the town is like really being dominated by this power plant, and everybody works there, and you know, everybody knows each other. And at a certain point in the film, she feels like she's not exactly the same as everybody else, and of course then she falls in love with a girl who comes from the outside, and they live happily ever after. but she realizes that, you know, something has to change in her life. And so from an insider in that little town, she becomes an outsider. But, you know, so she keeps living in the town, but she's not as much of an insider as she used to be anymore.
I was thinking, I didn't know, but I found out now that it's based on a theater play. So I was wondering, why did you choose to adapt this theater play, and why a coming-of-age story? Although it's not really only a coming-of-age, but we will get to that later.
It's mostly coming-of-age. You want to say that?
Because, well, the theater play was about a lot of more people. So there were more storylines, and now we based it. We took the most important people, and therefore, and about that people, we make the movie. So, but it has a lot of images, and as a theater play, it was a big success because a lot of people recognized themselves in it. Young people liked it, but elderly people also. It has a kind of universal story, universal feeling, has it? It's, you know, what we said at the Q&A, it can be formally, but it can be also today. So that's the thing.
What hit me the most sad to say is that there's a total lack, at least in my opinion, of reference points, you know, adults that they can like guide these children. Was that in the theater play?
Well, actually, it's basically, I think it wasn't. I find it difficult to answer the question because, like, in the theater play was quite different from the film in the sense that it was more about, you know, some different characters, it was text. It was all text, so we had to sort of transform it, you know, from the text, which was more or less. It was more fragment. It was very fragments of these different characters, and so the big thing we did in adapting it into a screenplay was, of course, finding the images, losing the text, and finding the images, and finding the dialogue, and also finding the drama. So we had to sort of dramatize, you know, make it more of a screenplay and drama instead of the. Instead of the text. So that was actually the big thing when we were adapting it, because there was so many texts, and in the beginning we had lots and lots of voiceover because we sort of wanted to keep the text.
Yeah, that's something else.
And that was really difficult. That was like the difficult, and especially for her, probably the most painful part. It was like getting rid of all the texts and all the voiceover, and even in the end, like on the very last mixing day, we even threw out more voiceover. Because we thought we didn't need it.
I still feel the pain. It's okay. It's okay. But the plan in the beginning was, because a lot of people really liked the text, to start from the voiceover, making images. So you have really a combination between language and image. And I'm still very interested in that. But it's true, we skipped a lot of voiceovers. Yeah. And in the theater play now, when we are talking about this, the line of the storyline of the boys was much bigger. The erotic part of the boys, that was huge. And the story of Anna and Lena was a very small story in a kind of harsh, erotic world. So that's...
And she wasn't even the main character, because it was about all the characters, they had like an equal part or equal fragment. But of course, in film, that was much more difficult. So we decided to take Anna as a main character and sort of build the whole world around her. Basically,
talking about what I said before, that there's, for me at least, there was the lack of this very capable parental guidance. Yeah. In the end, there's a moment in which I feel that they have become the adults. They are aware of what their path is, so they become the adults.
Of course, but I think it's quite normal. Everybody's living their life. The parents are just people. They have their own routine, and the children just grow up. I think especially in country life, it wasn't that strict that you have to come home. And, you know, you just go.
It's really difficult for parents to control their kids when they're growing up. And, you know, that's what you see in the film as well, that, you know, the parents, of course, they try to control these kids. But, you know, it's very difficult. I mean, once you have children who are that age, it's always hard to control them. But, you know, when you're living in the countryside, it's sometimes even more difficult, I think.
Yes.
Because they go out and they have to, you know, if they want to go somewhere, you know, they have to take their bikes. And, of course, when you have brothers, you know, for the girls it's probably different, but when you have brothers, they'll have to take you, you know, that kind of stuff. So, but you're right. I mean, the parents, they're sort of like stuck in their own lives.
It's also universal. It can be very universal set, like any time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Girls, good luck. Thank you for being with me. And good luck for the competition.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought about that.
Vote for summer.
Thank you so much. This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 30th Torino Gay and Lesbian Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.